on me shine on me let your light oh yes from the lighthouse shine on me Lord shine through me, oh Lord, shine through me, dear Lord, shine through me, let your light, yes, from the light out, let it shine through Father, we thank you once again this afternoon, Lord, for the privilege and the honor that you have given us to come again and sit at your feet and hear your word, O God. We know, Lord, not many, not all people have this opportunity, O God. We are privileged, O God, to be called by you, O Father, and to sit, O God, to receive your rebukes, to receive your correction, to receive your chastisement, because your word made us understand that it is them that you love, that you rebuke and chastise, O God, so that they can be zealous, therefore, and repent from their wicked way. Dear Master, we surrender ourselves to you, O God. May you have mercy upon us, O God. Deliver us from all our evil way, O God. Make us better people, O God. And that's why we are here in your house. There is no man that can help another man, O God. Even the preachers are depending on you, O God. We are all together depending upon you at this hour, Lord. May you shine through us, O God. May you shine on us, O God. At this time, Father, as we open a page, O God, from your word to read, we pray that you bless the word in our heart, O God. May it mix with faith, O God, to, O Father, produce the intended purpose that you determine of it in the name of Jesus Christ. And may it work out your righteousness in our life, O God. We thank you for your servant, O God, in this assembly. We thank you, O God, for our dear Papa, the evangelist, your grace upon him in the morning service. Lord, we thank you, O God, for the utterance, O God, and the courage that you gave to him. We just pray, dear Father, that you continue to strengthen your servant in the name of Jesus Christ. May their labor over your church not be in vain, O God. May they never be discouraged, O God. Encourage them yourself, O God. Thank you, eternal Father. We love you, Lord. In Jesus Christ's name we pray. Amen. The Lord bless you. We welcome once again to church. While we turn our Bible quickly to the book of Romans, we'll continue with the power of transformation that we started this morning in the Sunday school. Romans, read from verse 1 to 2. Said, I beseech you therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. And be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that ye may prove what is that good an acceptable and perfect will of God. May God bless His word in our hearts in Jesus Christ's name. You can please be seated, and for a little time, please give God your undivided attention. The power of transformation. Amen. The Sunday school, we thank God for how God helped us. We just took one aspect of that portion of the scripture from verse 2, Romans chapter 12. And we're talking about the power of our mind, the power of our thoughts. Amen. If you bear with me, let me say something. You love the Lord? I believe this is a family. Is that right? So sometimes we can talk to ourselves, right? Yeah. Nobody asked me to do this, brother. You see, in a family, as the teacher took it a few years ago, the family in God's perspective. The prophet told us how God wanted it to be, the perfect picture, just as it was in Eden. God bless you, Brother David, and the rest of our brethren. We are happy to see the music back again. The music is bouncing. Do you appreciate them? Please, let's clap for them. God bless you. We are happy. Yeah, I said I was going to say it in the morning, I forgot, so we are happy. Please do more. We will see more. We appreciate you more. Yeah. So God had a picture that He had in mind of the family. He wanted the father, the mother, and the children, which the prophet told us in that message. He said it was a lovely picture, that the father and the mother and the children are in harmony. Now, if you go further, the prophet says, when the family is happy, he said God is happy. Now, if the family is not happy, will God be happy? Lie, lie. So, if your family is not happy, just know that God is not happy. There's a problem somewhere, and we need to fix it. God will not come down and fix it for us. It is we human beings that will fix it ourselves. There are certain things that God cannot do. It is we that will do it, because we are the one that use our hands, scatter her, so we must fix it back. Yeah. Now, in a family, there is the father. Is that not so? Now, when the father is giving instruction to his children, and he's telling his children, I want you to do like this, I want you to be like this, and he, along the line, he sees that the children are not going that way, will the father be happy? He can kill a man. And let me say, like I said, this is a family. I'm not saying this to gain any favor, you know that. But that is what we are doing to these old men. Because they are like fathers to us. Especially we young generation, as they were saying it. You see, so sometimes when I sit down there, I don't come to church to play. That is me. Let me say it publicly. When I come to church, I'm not playing. I'm observing everything, and I know why me I'm here. Especially we, this young generation, may God help us. I don't know where we are going, if we are really going to heaven. But it is high time. As the preacher was saying this morning, truly I see, we don't need to be speaking English. Because that way, we don't have a bomb cut answer. So we say wrong. Do you understand? Because that was the way this man started. And they receive it. But maybe technology today and science, it made all of us relax. No, we will come back with that fire. Yes, if you want it, the deacon, as you are coming, the deacon know how, I believe they are well taught. As you are coming in, they know what to do. They send you, but I think we have been very cold. Maybe that's our problem. May God help us. But the house of God is not the house to come and play. It's not a place to come and play and just come and play religion. And that's why sometimes I used to think, you carry money from your pocket, you waste your time and your money, and you come to church thinking you are deceiving the pastor. I tell you, no, you are just deceiving yourself. But do you know God loves us? And is long suffering. He's a merciful God, slow to anger. Thank God that God is not a man. If God was a man, certain people would have gone long ago. But it's because He's slow to anger. People just do anyhow. But whatever you sow, you will reap. Let's just say that. Because whatever we are doing is a seed. Now look at what Apostle Paul was saying to these people here. He said, I beseech you. You know, in the Sunday school, we were trying to rush. And I took it very gradually because it was a Sunday school class. But now we are in the larger audience. And I want to take it carefully. Anywhere God help us, we'll reach, we'll stop. If He wants us to continue, we'll come back. Now, Paul will say, I beseech you. I want to break it down. I don't want to assume that people understand. Because when we are reading the Bible, how do we read the Bible? Sometimes certain things that we say, people look, is it in the Bible? It's in the Bible. But maybe we read Bible like newspaper. Certain things we say is in the message. It's just like when we were speaking in the morning, I was seeing people's expression as though, producer, what you are saying, is in the Bible? It's in the Bible. This word was created by the creative mind of God. But man said, everything that you see is start from the mind. May God help us. And went further away, say, you can, if you have sickness, it also starts from your mind. And you know, Baba went further in that message. He was saying, science said that people don't think from their heart. He said, after they argue it for how many number of years, they came back and said, no, there is a compartment in the heart of man. And that is the soul. Amen. Which we believe. Now, if we say it in the spiritual, it's only the children of God that understand the importance of it. Animal doesn't have soul. Is that right? They don't have a soul. That is why they can't think the way you are thinking. It is we human beings that have soul. We can think this is wrong, this is bad, this is evil, this is good. Now, Apostle Paul was begging this Romans. He said, I beg you. That is the meaning of what he said. Beseech, I beg you. Let me speak like Paul. I beg you in the name of the Lord. Whatever thing that you are doing that is against the word of God, I beg you, quit. Let me use plain language. That was what Paul was saying. I beg you. No, as a preacher was saying, you say we are no preachers. But let me just speak like Paul. I beg you. Paul one time he went and said, what is it that I'm hearing among you people? We should not be hearing certain things that we are hearing. But I beg you in the name of the Lord, present your what? He said, I beg you, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you do what? Present your what? Bodies. Present it as what? A living sacrifice. How can you do that? Many of us, we don't even pray, like we're saying on Wednesday. Many of us don't pray. No wonder the goat has come in. But thank God, the spiritual people, they know where they are standing. Oh yes, no matter what the devil do, the church of God can never be deceived. That's the true church we're talking about. They can never be deceived. They will identify Satan in every of his tricks. May God help us. Present your body a living sacrifice. Where are the people, including me, I'm wrong. Where are the people, as the prophet used to say, before we open that church door, they will be there waiting for the janitor to open the door. We don't have them again. We have new people that have come to the church. And so they have influenced us, our usual practice, we have left it. Where are the people that used to come to church and have night vigil? You know yourself. There are people that used to pray in this church. You say, how do you know, bro, Joseph? As you see me small in my age like this, I take time, I observe things, and I ask questions. Yes. Where are those people that used to pray for every service? Kilo Shele, why did you stop your prayer? Can you see where we're in? Come back. Where is the love in this church? Where is the love? Tell her we used to love one another. Is that not so? You say, don't we love one another now? It's by mouth. I'm speaking plain as Paul. Where are those days where we bring our cooler, everybody? You are looking for the brother that don't have food. You say, but Joseph, the economy is very hard. It's a lie. The reason why you are not sharing your food is because the brother offends you. Say the truth and shame the devil. Yeah. You might laugh at it, but it's the truth. Where are those days? Let's ask ourselves the question. We need to be renewed by our mind. That is the only way you can be transformed. By the renewing of your mind. How many people? It's not only the ministers.
They also have their own bodies. They have their family. They have their own walk of life that they must face. And they had this one to eat plus, just for the sake of the flock. But people still bring trouble to the church. May God have mercy upon us. Apostle Paul said, present your body a living what? Sacrifice. Present that body holy. Let the drunkard stop drinking. Can we say amen to that? Let the young men that are taking alcohol wine, let them stop their alcohol. Because you are not deceiving the pastor. You are deceiving yourself. You think you are smart. You are not smart. What you are doing, you will reap what you sow. I was sharing my testimony with a brother. And the brother was looking at me. I said, yes. I know sometimes when we are preaching, people don't understand. I know what it is to taste sin. So whatever you are doing now, go just the look you see. You are just playing. Because there's nothing in it. At least by the grace of God in this Nigeria, I can. There's no way that I think I have not entered. At least when you talk about the other side, that's what I'm saying. You want to enjoy life pleasure. That was before I gave my life to Christ. So no matter, is it money that they put? Yeah, you have not seen money. I was telling brother, there's nothing. I've been in a place because of influence, because of friends, and of God. Very demonic place until the man danced and the woman danced and they were stark naked. My spirit began to tell me, Joseph, you know where you are coming from. That time I have not given my life to Christ. I say, yes, I know. I will say, justify myself. I'm not drinking beer yet. I'm drinking Fairuz. I'm drinking something that is good because I tell them I don't drink. I was still claiming to be a pastor, but I know I was on the wrong ground. Of course, you can do something. I did something. You can just imagine God, you know. And I'll share it with the brother. I said, all the ministers that you think so, as you see us so, we are not God, though. We are human beings. So every temptation that you pass through, we pass through it too. I was telling you, brother, last week I was in an hotel and somebody came knocking at my door. I had to call my wife, devil day year. Yes! Money lad to suffer worship, Lord. Yes. You better expose the devil before he kill you. You know, so when the evangelist will be sharing testimony, pastor has shared, you think that they are just talking story. But it's reality. That is the way you can kill the devil. By the renewing of your mind, you are thinking different. Who tell you that Satan is waiting for you everywhere? I forget. While I came back, I think after this journey, still in Ibadan, I was just trying to buy fuel. Here behold, a young girl come. I say, oh God, I want to sell perfume to you. I say, okay, I see your perfume. I look at her, yeah, oh, I thought you were just resting. He said, no. I said, okay, give me the perfume. From perfume, this lady advanced. I said, madam, what are you selling? He said, I sell manpower. I said, I don't need it. She sits there. I say, madam, I said, I don't need it. He said, okay, when you want to buy perfume next time, will you take my number? I said, I don't need your number. The reason why I buy these things, I just saw that you were a young person and I just want to help you. I said, I don't need it. I'm speaking to you plain language so that you don't think you are the only one in whatever you are going through. Present your body what? A living sacrifice. Only acceptable unto God. Which is what? Your reasonable service. May God help you. I know what I'm saying. This generation of today, may God deliver us from all evil. We think that pleasure is having woman upon woman. As I was telling the brother, I said, until God open your eyes, you only realize that there is no difference between the one that day your house and the one that you are carrying. Yes! If God do not help you, you will get venereal disease. And the end check is death. Or if God no, except you are not a son of God. If you're a son of God, you will suffer. Ask people that have been on that way. They know what it is. You will suffer. Now, woman, okay. Now, woman, they make you, they misbehave, right? They are telling you, talking to you now, you think you're enjoying life. One day, you will be a old man. That your back, it no go work again. I tell you, You will become a old man. You continue to have the pleasure now. When the Bible is admonishing us, Paul is begging, say, present your body. But some of our young people, they think they want to drink, they want to take shisha, they blow the air. That's why I said, there's nothing that you talk about. Yeah, making that they laugh. Oh. Making that they laugh. Shisha, I go tell you all the joy, different flavor that they sell. When you blow like this, go, flow the whole place. The person that is there cannot see me. Yeah. So there's nothing that you are doing now that we have not seen. But you need to be transformed. You need to be renewed. Somebody look at me, Roger said, how do you survive in your office with all these girls? I said, I don't see them. Yeah. I don't think you understand what I'm saying. Not that I don't see them physically. I see them, I work with them. But I mean in the other way. I don't see what you are saying. I only have one woman by the grace of God, and that is my wife. You have to, as a married man, make up your mind that way. No other woman except your wife. Same thing with the wife. No other man except your husband. Same thing with young brother and young sister. No girl, no boy, until the one I will bring to this altar. We had it this morning. What does the ritual say? You know, Sunday school, I was still trying to just mind my work, but I will say it for you. I started with Ebe. I beg you people in the name of God that you should what? Present your body. So this is the message we are still preaching. Power of transformation. What does the ritual say? When you as a man, maybe you don't know what you are doing. Let's pause a little bit. When you as a man, you get to a certain age and you say, Pastor, I want to marry. I've seen again. As the evangelist was saying in the morning, some of us are marrying on Facebook. Well, that's okay. But whatever you are doing, I will admonish you in the name of the Lord. Let your pastor know. Let your pastor know. Are we there? Let your pastor know. Now I'm going to somewhere because your own wife might not be in this church. Amen? I'm talking to your people now. Facebook is a channel of communication, right? Yeah. Just to collaborate with what Baba said in the morning. If you go to Facebook and you see a fine sister that is a Malachi 4 sister, you have not committed. Do you hear what I say? You just saw a fine sister that is on Facebook that is a Malachi 4 sister. It's not in your church. What the prophet said you should do, come and see your pastor. If you begin to have a thought concerning her in the regard of marriage, know that you start to talk on that Facebook. You have seen the thing. When you see finish, you come and see pastor. Before you start, go and tell pastor. There is this guy I saw. He know they are our church. Tell him where you saw the girl. I saw her on Facebook. Facebook is just a channel of communication. Do you understand? It just depends on how we are using these things. Because Satan can just deceive us. Many of these things, Proverbs say, science and all these things. We can use it to glorify God. But because Satan has come inside, he takes it the other way. Do you understand? May God help us. But it's because today Satan is so smart. He has taken over those technology until you can lock your Facebook. I hate that thing. Go and ask my wife. I hate anybody. I touch your phone. And when I touch it, the next day I say, you are putting passcode. Why are you locking your phone, for God's sake? There is a secret there. May I say it in the name of the Lord? If you are husband and wife here, you are locking your phone from your wife. You say, brother, just say in the quote. It's not in the quote. This one, I'm just admonishing you. Your husband, your wife is the person that you love. He knows in and out of you. For God's sake, it is just that we are just a fool. Just permit me, I'm so sorry. But that is just the interpretation of what we're doing. I see your nakedness. He has married you have married her. Why are you stealing your phone from her? Why are you, sister, stealing your phone from your husband? That's where it starts from. He said, hey. Yes! No wonder the prophet said, home is the backbone of the church. We need to change the way we are behaving. and be happy. Why would you want to die? Why do you lock your phone? Did Jesus Christ lock the, did he lock the riches of his kingdom to us? Freely he gave us. Talk about if you are locked, will you be what you are today? May God help us. We are begging you in the name of the Lord. Present your bodies a living sacrifice. Let only, let it be acceptable unto you. Now, you are what we are saying. You bring your wife, woman, the pastor. I believe you have done all the protocol that you should do. And you bring that woman here. The father of the girl has given you, yes, you can have her. And you come here. Maybe you don't know what you are doing. And when you come, the pastor carries his Bible. And when they carry his Bible, there is something they used to read. They call it the ritual. Is that not so? Some of us think that the pastor is just trying to be smart. No! It's the word of God. That word in riches, in poverty, in sickness, in health, in whatever, you will forsake every other girl. You will forsake every other boy. They might be appealing to you, but you say no. You cleave only to that man. As long as you both live. He said, yes, I do. That's what the sisters used to say. And the brothers will use our baritone voice. Yes, I do. Everybody, I do, I do. Is that not so? The reality is when you march, come off for here. Everybody will eat your rice that day. Yes, in your reception. They will eat your rice. If you like, spend 10 million. They've helped you finish it. When you enter your house, now then they go begin to play the disco. I tell you. In marriage, there is music that you don't need instruments. Yeah! You begin to dance to how you set your own music. Whatever you start in that marriage from day one, that is how it will continue. If it was love, it will show. If there is no love, it will show. If it was infatuation, brother, you just like the sister, you like his shape, you like everything. I give you 6 months. 6 months have too much. You begin to see another girl. You will just be managing your marriage. But it is not the will of God for us to manage marriage. It is we that will enjoy it because it's perfect picture. He wants us happy one with another before we come and meet him. That is his own children, though. And we get here, the pastor read everything and say, go to your neighborhood and be a Christian. Is that not what they used to tell us? But how come is it today we are hearing certain things that Apostle Paul said it shouldn't be hard as becometh what? God bless you. It is because we didn't go about it the right way. As the evangelist said, some of us just went to Facebook. Bah, we didn't meet pastor. Bah, you steal everything because you have money. Money is not everything. Money cannot buy love. Money cannot buy peace. Yeah, I might be looking at you now. You get enough money. I tell you, money can crash. Then we will know if that sister truly loves you or you don't love you. It will show. You yourself, God, you will know that now money, this one follow me for. Yeah, may God help us. That is why you see fighting in the home. Is it that there will not be misunderstanding, Brother Joseph? No. You will definitely have your misunderstandings. But it depends on how you go about it. And how do you undo it? It's by the word. Because you are coming from two different backgrounds. You don't expect your wife to think the way you are thinking. You don't expect your husband to think the way you are thinking. It is when both of you have met God. And that is why we admonish. And I'm begging again, as Apostle Paul said, I beseech you. Maybe we should make it a standard in this church. That before any brother marry, before any sister marry, they must have the Holy Ghost. I know it's hard, but it's the truth. That is the only way we can have a successful marriage. We need to bring back those happy days. Are you there? I don't want to say certain things. Bring back the days of our social media. Yeah. Yes, let us bring it back. God bless you, man. Where sister cannot skate, Abi? Yeah, today our girls are wearing very tight one. And some of our brothers, they are still weak. That is why this sister Bajobai, they are in trouble. And I was, as I was saying the other day, the house of God is a house of freedom. It shows that that brother has not been what? Transformed by the renewing of his mind. He has not received the baptism of the Holy Ghost. Because when you come to church, you are coming to church to serve God. Are you coming to church to look at a woman? For God's sake, if you're a married man, you have your wife. And thank God, the deacon started an arrangement here. Kilo de pefi davu. You say, are you supporting the deacon? Yes, they are the policemen in the church. They are doing a very hard work. You think it's easy to lead people? I lead people so I understand what, it is not easy to be a leader. They give an order, we all scatter it. You want your own way. That's where we begin to have problem. We are begging you in the name of the Lord. Please, let us follow the order of God. Amen. Obey your pastor. That is the only way you can be blessed. Listen to the instruction of your pastor. That is the only way you can receive help from God. May God help us in Jesus' name. Now, in this message, I cannot be reading because of the time, but if you have questions, please ask me. But I'm saying now, Satan is a deformer of God's word. You believe that? And how did he deform it? He used civilization. Now, in that message, the power of transformation, I don't know if our brother can get it for me quickly. Rabbi said, what did he do? He used science, he used culture. That's paragraph 148. He used science, he used culture. Like we were saying in the morning before, this time is against us. Now look where he's still working. Science, education, cities, culture. What is it? Please let us say, it is what? Who started it? Who is at it today? Who is it of today? Your culture is of the devil. Can we say amen to that? Yoruba culture is of the devil. Igbo culture is of the devil. That Yoruba culture that says, when your wife, you marry your wife, if you reach out, if they give you food, you go lay down like that in your front until you finish that food, it's of the devil. The daughter of God is not a slave. Do you hear that? Are you preaching that our wife should disobey us? No, that's not what I'm saying. There's a better way to respect your husband. Don't maltreat your wife. She's a Jewel. She's a daughter of God that God gave you. For Bible said, the greatest thing that I could give you outside of salvation is that woman. Treat her right. You brother that don't have something to do, go and find job. But I beg you in the name of God, go and find something to do. So that, can we say amen? I know you will not, but I know what I'm doing. It's house cleaning time. Very soon, may God help us. He that is not ready to stay, you go find your level. There are certain things that the Apostle Paul used to say. When we hear of a matter, they give you one time, they give you two times. You can do that with the pastor. But don't try with the evangelists and the apostles. They will bring the matter here. Bro, we warn you one time. We warn you second time, you know here. They bring your name here. Choose either you remain in this church or you go out. I tell you, we are getting to that level. Because we have given people allowance too much. If you see me, Brother Bram say, if you see me that way too, call me to question. But Joseph, I see you with one girl yesterday. Yes, I will explain myself. Do you understand? Do you understand? May God help us. It's high time that we play and pamper one another. Brother Bram say, we baby them too much. It's high time we be serious. If you want to serve God, serve God. If you are not ready to serve God, find your level. You are liberty. May God help us. Devil is at those evil culture. I'm trying to control myself. May God help us. Wife, you are free. Can we say amen? Husband, you are free. The only law that your husband can give you is the one that is in this Bible. Any man that rules his house outside of this Bible, I don't know what you are. You are just, you will become a beast, whether you like it or not. Do this. I said, do this. Don't do this. Don't leave the house until I say leave the house. Oh, for God's sake. Are you talking to a kindergarten baby? It is your wife. May God have mercy upon us. It should be your love mate. The one that I don't know how we are thinking. Oh, may God help us. This thing gives me sleepless nights of that. How are people thinking? How are we thinking? Who is your wife to you? Bro, let us talk for a little bit. Who is your wife to you? Is she a slave? Is your helpmate? It is your, she's lover, the mother of your children. You should take care of her. Papa said they are weaker vessels. You be the stronger one. As Pastor used to say, sometimes I assume we believe, we all understand the message we believe. But if you are still in this church, it is your wife that is handling family altar. Shame on you as a man. Be shame. Can we say amen to that? Yahweh, you lost your family altar. You have lost your position. You don't know where you are supposed to be. Let every one of us come back to the word of God. I beseech you in the name of God. That is the only way we can present ourselves a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable unto God. Which Apostle Paul says, it is our what? Reasonable service. And he went further and said, be not what? Conformed to this world. The tradition of this world. In our culture, Bro Joseph, you na Yoruba man. For Igbo, na so it be. My wife go do like this. Brother, are you a Christian? Or you are a Igbo man? That's the next question I will ask you. May God help us in Jesus' name. And sisters also. But I think maybe so much, we have dwelt so much on sisters all this while, that evil spirit jump on top brothers. May God have mercy upon us. Ah, I am a super. You see that, brothers? They are saying it, though, you see? We need to do better. Can we say amen, brothers? We need to be the head. Your wife will not take your place in Jesus' name. But that's the truth, because of the generations that are coming. They want to drive big cars. They want to live in big house, but na mouth and nothing shape. It does its action. You put it by action. You don't promise a girl with mouth. You go show evidence. Amen. Our Lord, when he was with us, he had the resources and he showed. If he did not have, we will follow him. But you sisters too. It showed because many of you are very gullible. Because the brother wear tie like I wear, and he wear fine trouser and shirt. You are not looking at love, you are looking at something else. I tell you, our home needs to be straightened. It might look very jokey, but it's just the truth. When the home is well set, come and see the church. Brother Brown say, how can I be teaching you people this thing? When you don't know, do you understand this one now? 2x times what? 4y. Algebra and L. Then ABC. You need to start teaching the boy ABC 1, 2, 3. Before you understand, why are you missing numbers and alphabets? If we are talking grammar, this young, and the people, they don't even understand how to be born again. We are wasting our time. And that is what I'm looking. May God have mercy upon us. But I definitely know it's not everyone. But for as many that might still be in that level, God still loves you. That's why no matter how you hear the preaching, whether in rebuke, whether in correction, whether in chastisement, it is the love of God to you. So that you can what? Repent. Think on your way. Why did I come here? As we were saying in the morning, it all starts from the mind. Settle down. The prophet prayed the message, thinking on our way. Sit down, begin to take inventory. How did I get here? Why am I here? Why am I living this kind of life? Yeah, I'm being reminded now. Like I was saying in the morning, for those of us that make certain utterances that I am poor. You don't know me, I'm poor. That is why. You say, for Joseph, they tell you, Abi. Yeah, whether they tell me or they don't tell me, just look at the context I want to draw there. You are not poor. Don't say that to yourself. Did God say that about you? He didn't say that about you. You are rich in Christ. That should be your testimony. And who say you cannot even be rich in this world goes? There's nothing. Nobody said that. There's no limit. It all is just also our thinking. May God help us. No wonder our homes are the way it is. No wonder for many of us, we don't have grip on our children. We can't speak and our children will listen. I'm saying the truth. I know what I'm saying. I was telling a brother, I said, as I still there like this, how many years? I know they are ashamed of my age. I used to say my age. 31 years. I have 2 children. If my father called me now, I will be shaking like this. Especially when I'm in trouble. Who born you here? If my father said, now submit to Kaduna, I tell you I will take the next flight. Now, if I'm in trouble, I know that I've done what I should not do. And he called me now. No matter the amount of money I have, to hell with my money. My father is my father. He called me now, I must report. That is because of the way we were trained. But Joseph, what are you saying? That is what God expects of us. You should have grip on your children. That as we continue in our journey of life, you bring up those children in the fear and admonition of the Lord. If they have their own family, they also do the same. Until we get to the other side, the family will still keep continuing. But not one go like this, another one go like this. Before you know, in the same family, brothers are not seeing themselves again. Sister and brother don't want to see one another. It is the way we are thinking. Oh, mama, Yes, we are people, even in this church. That is the reason why they have not gone to see their loved one. Why can't you forgive? I beg you in the name of God, forgive your father. Can we say amen? I beg you in the name of God, if your mother offend you, forgive your mother. If your brother, any of your siblings offend you, forgive him. Proverbs say what God brought to this world is what? Love. Satan brought hatred. In the name of the Lord. You see the reason why? I use all my energy and everything. I'm talking about this music thing. I know what is there. That's why I'm talking about it. If there's any tomorrow, these are the tomorrow people. Tigbobomoba Salo, what remains of this church? May God help us. I beg you, if you can connect to Ezekiel, I know the shame, and the rest of them that are not yet, tell them we need them in the church. Do you hear that? We need them in the church. If they have offended any one of you, I am here. I beg on their behalf. Have mercy upon them. If they owe you anything, let us sit down and talk. Do you hear it? This is me saying, let us sit down and talk. Our children cannot be going, running away from us. They are our children. We need them back. Your husband cannot be running away from you. He is your husband. And he will remain your husband until he dies. So whatever he's doing, do everything possible to bring him back home. The kind of soup that he likes to eat, wife, be cooking that soup for him. You know how he likes it. Why have you changed? Cook it for him. If he likes bushmeat, go and look for it. I'm teaching kindergarten, but this is how our home can be straight. Same thing, husband. When last did you carry your wife and go and buy clothes for her? Now the one where you don't buy 5 years ago, go and buy clothes for your wife. Can we say amen? For Joseph, economy is so hard. Economy is so hard. Sisters will like this kind of sermon. But we are stretching the home, both brothers and sisters. We need our church straightened. And the only way we can start is to start from the home. That is why I'm going to the home life. May God help us in Jesus' name. When last did you call your wife? We had it this morning, Oni. By the grace of God, this is 8 years in our marriage. And I have said it publicly. If God tarry, when my marriage is 10 years, I want to marry my wife again. Because I love her very much. And that is why I call her. I don't call my wife by name. Sometimes I don't like to say, not that I'm bragging. I don't like to say things. But sometimes we need to say some of these things so that people can learn. For the past how many years we have married? Is it that we don't have our differences? We have plenty. Go and ask pastor. I don't want to say some things. Yeah. But nobody will hear. Because that is what the word of God says. When you begin to give third party allowance in your home is finished. You begin to listen to ungodly counsel. He said that your wife, you know how to dress. You know, go leave her, may you find another fresh girl. Hey, brother, that girl, if she get a hold of you, your own is finished. Before you will find your wife has gone and she's better off. May God help us. May another person not reap what we have sown. Before we close, the only way we can be transformed is by the renewing of our mind. And that is what I believe God is doing. It's working upon your mind. Husband, I say it again in the name of the Lord. If you have not buy clothes for Abraham, our own prophet, God, do you believe that? Because of this, I would have searched out the code. Abraham said, I told me that I saw a clothes. Are you message believer people? He said, I saw a clothes because me that was not giving him attention. And he know women, the way to catch them is to use those things. He said, me that I'm talking to you, leave me alone. I'm talking to you, leave me alone. Okay, I saw something. Ah, what did you see? You see now, they like it. When the home is happy, I tell you God is happy. Tabagbadura in that kind of condition. Very strict. But when your husband is not happy, you and your wife, you are not happy. We're enemies of this. I would have said many things. How do we even live with one another in that condition? If they say, are you hearing what I'm saying? I know this is the pulpit. If they say, I am to meet you outside in the secular world and not as a believer, I tell you, I will sue many of you men. Do you hear what we are saying? Yes, because by the constitution and by the law, some of the things we are doing is against the law. Then let's put that aside. We are one another. And that's why I say this is family. We need to talk to one another. And we are begging us, in the name of the Lord, let us live like Christians. Husband, love your wife. Wife, be submissive to your husband. Children, obey your parents. Wife, again, I say it. But it does not. You know how you started before. Can one more eat over a Sunday? Before you had your first girl, you know how you and daddy were very nice, Bobo, and nice girl. You understand? Maybe that time you used to go to Queen Cinema. Is that not so? It carry you out every night. What has happened now? Because of these children will grow up and leave you one day. You need to understand that your wife is your wife. Your children will remain your children. Treat your wife like a wife. Treat your husband like husband. Cherish one another. Be fond of one another. If your home, your wife is not at home and you are very happy, there's a problem in your house. Do you hear that? If your wife is not happy, is not around, and you are happy, I tell you there is a problem in your house. Let us go and solve our home. Go back to your home and fix it. Do we hear that? Go back to your home and do what? Fix it. Again, I say, the way you started, daddy and mommy, before these children started coming, don't use these children as an excuse. Well, we know our God don't listen to excuse. The reason why I did not listen to my husband is because of this, because of that. The reason why I don't love my wife, God will not listen to that. How did you start? You were carrying her to tantalize her and all those things. Why can you not do it now? But you can do it for another woman outside. God have mercy upon you. Can we say amen? These are things that are happening, and we must say, you can book hotel, young brother. Abeg, book hotel for me. And my wife, give me vacation. I will enjoy myself. I will come back and I will give testimony in the church. In fact, my preaching will be wonderful. Yeah! Use your money to serve God. Can we say amen to that? Same thing with family, couples. If God bless you, husband, take care of your home. Why should they be begging you to do your responsibility? For God's sake, we are begging you to pay your children's school fee. Is it my child? Is it not your child? I know this is a very hard thing now, but I will say this one and we'll close. I know I put many things off, because if I'm following this code, sometimes I know I used to read code, but sometimes I don't like to do it. But if you have anything that you think I say that is outside the wall, please ask. I will show you reference. May God help us. Our mind. And as families. I was trying to say something and it just came now. When we come together as family, as husband and as wife, as children, and we begin to have all our differences, all our troubles, the prophet said, just because we step out of God's word. Amen. Amen. But the only way that we can have the things sorted back is for us to come back to the word of God. Let the man be filled with the Holy Ghost. Let the woman be filled with the Holy Ghost. Let them not be church members. Are we there? God does not want you. The mind of God is not for you to remain a church member. Are we there? It is his desire that you will be a true son. Maybe that's the next message, if we are done with this, that we will take. Sons, it is his desire that you will be a real son. Are you there? You will be a real daughter, that you can enjoy his goodness. But the reason why we are not enjoying all these things is because we are going by our own thinking. But when we have the mind of Christ in us, we will no longer be thinking our way. We will not beg a father to... Yes, thank you, Lord. I think he still wants me to say it. It has connect now. We will not beg a father to take care of his children. May I say this? I know I might sound rough, but this is just the honest truth from my heart. And sometimes it has to be this way. Somebody has to say it for the things to be straightened. When the prophet was saying, the church will take care of its own. Amen. Can we say amen to that? The amen is going down. Yeah. Because some people are beginning to say, where is it going to? When the prophet said, the church will take care of its own. Nobody know what the prophet is saying. We are all just putting interpretation to it today. And people begin to bring their responsibility. Do you hear that? The prophet said, when you marry your wife, you wife and husband, don't you know that what you are doing is a responsibility you are taking upon yourself? You as a brother, he said you should sit down and think. I be a car message, Adani. Think what you are doing. Because it can ruin your entire life and it can make you up. Because if you are not capable enough, when we say capable, every way, spiritually, mentally, physically, emotionally. There are some men that are finishing their family emotionally. Financially. It is not the responsibility of the church to pay your children's school fees. Can we say amen? Amen. Only on rare occasion. But people, when it comes to that area, they know how to bring the code. Why they bombard and want the king? Yeah. May God have mercy upon us. It is your responsibility. You as couple, husband and wife, work together and see that you give your children a better life. The church has its problem. Bro Joel, please flash me. There's one building you people used to flash here before we close. The church has its own problem. That is why I appreciated our young people here that God has used. They've done a very good work in the music area. Now we are praying to God that God should give us what? A keyboard. Or is it organ that you people want there? Yeah. You say, producer, if those things are good, we will enjoy our service here. If you don't like good worship, you don't like good service, now. Provide whatever you are, ask God. God will give you. That's why I said, when we are praying that thing in prayer request, we should not just speak English. Let us pray it with all of our heart, and God is seeing us. Now, this is something that they put there. Se gbogbo wa ri picture yen. Ejo ki lo wa nbe. Church ni abi? Church wo ni yen? Sir? But this is not, this way is looking on the screen. It's not the way this church is looking. Sorry, Dickie. Sorry, I'm very sorry. Not to embarrass you. Is this how our church is looking presently? So why did you put this picture here, sir? Dickie, please. No, I'm asking the deacon, sir. Okay, yeah, the treasurer is here. Sorry, sir. Why do we put the picture, sir? Okay, this is what we want, right? Do we have this already? Do we have this? Sure, answer me. But this is what we want. In God's mind, this thing is finished. I'm not saying you should say amen. You can say amen if you want to, but I'm just telling you, in the mind of God, this is already settled. The thing now, it's on me and you. God needs to touch our pockets. Yes, can we say amen to that? We cannot be placing this picture for 10 years. I don't believe we will be displaying this picture for the next 10 years and we will not have it. It starts from what? I just want to bring something in closing. It started from the thinking of the treasurer and the deacons. Is that not so, sir? And you people design or you look for an architect, you got this picture maybe from somewhere and you want to give us this as our new auditorium. Is that not so? I tell you again, in the mind of God, it is concluded. God is just waiting for us. To bash 5 years, Lafefiko or Waloa. If we are comfortable in this building as it is, it's okay. It is also in our hand. So whatever you want to achieve, you can do it. Can we say amen? It depends on how you believe it and you are working towards it. If we put this as a target that by next year we want to have this project, I tell you we will do it. Are we here? If we say we want to do it, I say we will do it. It's just because, you know, sometimes we used to, bear with me, we used to try not to say certain things as ministers, especially, I mean, so that the people don't think that we are trying to sass them for money. No! But whatever we are doing, oh, God bless you. My brethren are flashing every side so that you appreciate the beauty. Amen? So that you will not go to elsewhere. Yeah, because we know some of our people are going out now. I went to Oworo Church and I sat down in the church. It's the first serving me. I felt very comfortable. Yes, I have to be sincere. I told myself when I was coming out of that church, there is nothing that stops us in a Ibadan church not to have a kind of auditorium like that. Are we there? And it has to work from our pocket. Including me, including every one of us. David, one time, he was not comfortable. He said, my house is very fine. Everything is good. And the house of God is intact. Our sisters will always be complaining. How did you hear, Brother Joseph? We are hearing things. God does not like murmuring and complaining. You too can build a crying room. Who says sisters cannot do something in the house of God? If God bless you as a sister, put your own and see whether God will not give you more. But people don't like to hear that side. If you want more, you have to release out. Can we say amen? But the quote that we are bringing, the church will take care of its own. Talomu Awashe, who will take care of the church? It's Pastor Martins, right? Yes, now, because Pastor, he has a reservoir somewhere that he's digging money from. May God have mercy upon us. This is just to wake up our eyes. May God help us. In closing, that whatever you desire in your mind, whatever you desire in your heart, if you believe and you ask God, God can give it to you. Nominal Christian, take that thing and fly with it. Bear with that this thing is for. We are not even making use of it. May God have mercy upon us. Sometimes I say certain things and I begin to wonder, I want to bleed. But I say, God, I know if I say this thing, this kind of message that we are preaching here, elsewhere, I know how much they will put. Not in local currency. But, you know, as a prophet will say, and as Jesus will say, a prophet is without honor in his own country. God has so blessed this church with a godly pastor that will labor for you, pray night and day. There are many things I know pastor would not want me to say that I know is the one that did in this church. But sometimes we don't ask questions. Even your toiletries, did you care to ask? How did you get certain things in your toilet room? Yeah, I know if pastor is listening, he will say, oh, don't say that. Yeah! He can surrender himself and go and clean the toilet. And you will not know. At least he has told us that in the room. And some of us will come, we sit down comfortably because when they come back, he finishes, he dressed fine. You don't know what has taken place. Can we not seize that as an opportunity? Where are those days? Everybody is busy. May God have mercy upon us. But we are begging us in the name of the Lord. Let us behave like Christians. Amen. Let us serve God like Christians. Husband, family, let us act like Christians. And we go to heaven like Christians. And that is the way God will be happy. That is the way the church of God can be happy. May God bless us in Jesus' name. While we bow our head, think of these things. I know a lot has been said in a scattered way. But just bear with me. If you are here this afternoon and you are without job, while we bring this service to a close, thank you for your patience. And you say, yes, Brother Joseph, I look for job everywhere. I've gone from pillar to post. While all heads are bowed and all eyes are closed now, I want to tell you, brother or sister, whoever it is, that you yourself, you are a job. You can create one. The job that you are looking for, it is a man like you that started that company. The organization you want to work, it is people like you that sat down to put those corporations together. This church of God that we are fellowshipping in, it is men that sat down together. They presented themselves to God as living sacrifice. And said, God, we want to work for you. We want to start a ministry where souls will be saved. And what did they start doing? They started to put up structure. They started to put up pews, buy things, equipment and things. It cost them money. It cost them their time. Sometimes their family are looking for them. They are nowhere to be found. All because of you and I. Then, brother, sister, why can't you also put yourself in that same condition? Can you not also sacrifice? If God can so magnify the prophet who never had more than seventh grade education, as Brother will say, and look at great men of God in our midst, look at our pastor. If God can be gracious to him and so magnify him, look at yourself. There is many things that God can do in you and through you. Don't take the path of the devil. Don't scatter the church of God. Don't be the wagon in the church. Satan imagined in his heart that he will exalt himself. Remember, this Eden that we have today, Satan's Eden, it started from the mind of the devil when he was an angel dear in heaven. And he began to think, is that not the same way we see it today that we live in? Those that have scattered the church of God, it started from a little thought. And before you know, from thought, it became an action. Don't be in that group. Be in the group that will support the move of God. Be in the group that will build the house of God. Be in the group that will promote the kingdom of God. Be in the group that will help humanity. There are many corporations. There are many organizations that are helping homeless people. Of course, the Bible told us the poor will not cease to be in our midst. But sometimes we have to make these things hard so that we can ponder on our way. Who said that this church, Christ Bride Tabernacle, cannot have a foundation that we will be helping other churches or even helping the community? But when we have not even grown to that level, how can we do it? When our own people are still depending on us, our own people are not looking out, they can embetter themselves. They are looking for the church to embetter them. Brother, sister, this is a call that you think differently. Have a change of mind this afternoon. Nobody can help you except God help you. Therefore, don't look to man to help you. Look to God that can help you. Or to God's unchanging hand. He's the only one that can help you. He's the only one that can help me. He's the only one that can change my life. He's the only one that can change your life. Sinner, you fornicator, you liar, gambler, whatever you might be, that is against God's will. The reason why we are screaming this way is just because the grace of God has appeared to us. And it is that same grace that we are presenting to you that you can even be better than we are. Present yourself a living sacrifice, only acceptable unto God. And how can you do that? Apostle Paul said, is by the renewing of your mind. Let us go back to our home. Let this not just stop here. Ponder on these things that you hear. See if they are the truth or they are heresy that is preached to you. As husband, live as husband that you are supposed to be. Don't run away from your home. Spend quality time with your family. Your family need you. That girl, that boy, whoever that you are running, you are chasing. Hey, when you are sick, remember, they will not be the one there for you. Your family is the one that will be there for you. Why not spend quality time with that family now? That's why I'm screaming. Some of our young people that are not here, when everything becomes rough to them, they will still come back here. We are their family. That's why we need to pray for them. We need back those happy days. We need to bring it back. Where the preachers will preach as preachers. Where the officers will stay in their post of duty. The deacons, the trustees, the usher, everybody at their post of duty. Church member will act as church member. May God help us. Think on these things, brother, sister, and determine your heart. As you go back to your home, you want to have a better home. Husband, let me beg you once again in the name of God. Take care of your wife. Give them good food. Give your children good quality life. And God will be happy with you. Wife, be submissive to your husband. Support him. If God has given you an idea, share it with him. Don't be a loggerhead with your husband. God does not want that. God wants you to be supportive. While all heads are bowed and all eyes are closed, As the preacher was saying in the morning, the prophet usually will make an altar call. But I don't want us to be taking that as a ritual or as just a formal thing. I want us to take it serious. That as you go to your home, you will go and have a conference. Have a conference with your partner. Have a conference with your family. That I want my family straightened. If my family has been good, I want it to be better. If my family has been worse, I want it good. Then, let us see how the church will be. We will have a better church. If you want to be remembered in prayer, just signify by the raising up of your hand and hold your request before God. You can have that successful home. You can have that successful marriage. You can have your partner coming back to you, just as we had this morning in the prayer of the prophet. If your home is at the verge of breaking, God can still amend your home. If you have done bad as a husband, you have offended your wife, maybe by living untrue to your marriage vow, you can still fix it. There is still amendment. There is still check for you. The word of God has given you provision. You go back and make it right. And never again do such. Live as a true son of God that you ought to be. Sister, live as a true daughter of God that you ought to be. Let the children also do the same. Children, love and honor your parents. No matter whatever that God has blessed us with, let us be obedient to our parents. Our parents, whoever, we still remain our parents. But the Bible said, the time that you understand that it is not the old man, it is when you see that man dead. Or you see that woman dead. Of course, if you honor and you still have some love and respect for your parents, you want to give them their last respect. But the Bible said, then you want to begin to put some flower to them. This is the time to give your parents flower. If God has blessed you, buy a car for your parents. Build house for your parents. Make them comfortable. They will bless you. You will live long. See the scripture. While all heads are bowed, we request the evangelist to please pray for us. All your requests before God. And believe that God hears it. God bless you, sir.
Our dear Heavenly Father, we have sat down here, O Lord, this 1 hour now, Lord, at your feet once again, to eat from the manna from above. Our Heavenly Father, in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, I pray thee, O Lord our God, that you be gracious unto us. May we not hear these things for hearing's sake, O Lord. Father God, as your children, we want to have listening ear, a heart that is ready to receive, that it will not be man people will see talking, but the Holy Spirit speaking through his servant. O Lord, our God, may you forgive of every sin, forgive of every shortcomings. We laugh, we cheer ourselves. May it not just end here, O Lord. O Lord, may we go examine our lives in your word and find grace in your sight to amend our wrong ways. Grant it, Heavenly Father. We need you every moment of our life. We surrender ourselves into your almighty able hands. Take these precious words, O Lord. Place it in the heart of your sons and your daughters. Lord Jesus, any crooked ways, any crooked lies, may your word straighten it out in our lives, O Lord. Grant these things, Heavenly Father. May we have respect and reverence for your word. We are determined, Heavenly Father, to live for your word, Lord. With this decision that your people have made in the morning, Almighty God, may not just end there. May the evil bird of the evil one, Satan, our enemy, your enemy, may not easily take these things out of our heart, O Lord. Lord Jesus, may the Holy Spirit that you give to your children, may it quicken the same in our heart, O Lord, and make it alive, O Lord, that it will show that we are not just hearers of your word alone, but doers of your word. Grant these things, Heavenly Father. Lord Jesus, I pray thee, O Lord, that your mercy be shown unto your servant. May your grace rest upon him. Lift up, O Lord, the horn of his ministry and that of others, Lord. The virtue that has gone forth out of him, Lord, may you replenish the same, O Lord. Quicken back the strength, O Lord, our God, our Father in heaven. The verses you have used all throughout the day, the instrumentalists, the computer operators, the engine operators, the brother in the broadcasting room there, the deacons, the trustees, the usher, the song leaders, Lord, virtue has gone forth, O Lord, even the Sunday school teachers and the Sunday school superintendent. May you replenish everyone, O Lord, in the precious name of Jesus Christ. As we are leaving your house, we are not leaving your presence. Almighty and ever living Father, we are facing the challenges of this present day of life. The week is before us. We do not know what the week holds. We are only trusting your grace. May you order our footsteps. Direct our pathway, O Lord. Lead us not into temptation. Deliver us from all forms of evil. May no one fall victim of the wickedness of the enemy, Lord. Grant these things, Heavenly Father. Whatever people we see us, O Lord, in our place of work, our business associates, even in the school, may people see a different person, O Lord. Let it be so even to our neighbors around us. Thank you, our Father. May the husband see a difference in the wives. May the wives see a difference in the husbands. Let it be, Heavenly Father, in the precious name of Jesus Christ. These oncoming generations, may they not take these things like a toy, O Lord our God. Father God, may they be warned, O Lord our God, and give them grace and victory over this spirit of carnality and worldliness, Heavenly Father, and break every power of sinful Adamic fallen nature in the precious name of Jesus Christ. Thank you, our Master. Once again, we cannot pray too much for our pastor. Lord, we know that prayer does things, O Lord. Prayer changes things. Prayer changes sickness to good health. Prayer changes death to life. Lord, prayer does things in our lives. Hear us, we pray, O Lord. Take away every iota of hypocrisy out of our lives, that our prayers will not be hindered on the behalf of our pastor, in the name of Jesus Christ. May you touch him, O Lord, perfectly sound and perfectly whole, Lord, and perfectly restore back his health, O Lord, as much more better than before, O Lord, in the name of Jesus Christ. But we know one thing short, you are true with any man, there's nothing the enemy can do. Grant it, Father. We go back home, O Lord, our God. Father God in heaven, be with us, O Lord. Whichever means we come, through public transport, taking Okada, taking Marwa, Lord, in our private vehicles, Lord, taking taxi, see us through, Lord. See where we shall gather again, we will come, O Lord our God. We judge the Lord. More grace in the service of the Almighty God. Thank you, our Master. Be with the students as they are enjoying their holidays, O Lord. May no evil befall any of them. By the time they shall be resuming the following week, O Lord, may you provide for parents, Heavenly Father. Meet their needs, Heavenly Father. All that they have need of for school fees and all things, O Lord, may you be with them. Thank you, gracious Master. Your servants, O Lord our God, on their way, bring them back home safely. Thank you, our Father. In Jesus' wonderful name, we pray, Lord, with all faith and thanksgiving. Amen and amen. God bless you. Praise the Lord. We close this with this hymn. Take my life and let it be. Take my life. Remember what, please? I just want us to sing that song. Let's rise up on our feet. Number what, please? Pardon? 350? 360? All right. 362.